Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
My name is Rupert Huber.
My name is Richard Dorfmeister, and we are Tosca, and we play tonight here in Budapest at the A38 anniversary party with our new live setup featuring Rupert Huber,
Richard Dorfmeister,
and JJ Jones,
Aisha Eiser,
and Rob Gallagher, and visuals by
the Ars Electronica Future Lab,
and the light is done by Lucas, and the sound is done by Christoph, and our manager is here as well, and we're a big bunch of people. We played yesterday in Prague, and I think we're looking forward to the show.
Tosca, it's 20 years old. Our musical history goes back further, so we started with quite a shock, because we actually, our first gigs was in the church, doing this awful, you know, like Bob Dylan sounding mess music. Then we went on to like performances in the nature, with like poets reading, and Richard was playing flute, I was playing saz, which is a Turkish instrument, and so we are quite used to some kind of unusual setups since our teenage days, yeah.
To school together, and at a certain point we went to a recording studio. It was around early 80s, and we had some first experiences with recording in a studio. There was no multi-track at the time, so we recorded it on two Revox, it's a ping pong system, sandwich system, where you record something, you let it run, you play over it, and you record it in the other Revox. And we combined already at the time analog and electronic things with the drum machine, and did our first steps in the electronic field. Got interrupted later by life, and then in the early 90s we found ourselves again through the home studio revolution, the home recording thing, because it was something special at the time, because you always had to go to a studio, you have to deal with the technician, and you have to explain yourself. It cost a lot of money.
Come on,
it's a loose sort of project that was meant to have a good time, basically, to meet and to produce some music without any second thought. We just meant to go meet up and have a good time together and see what comes out. So it was not planned as let's make a band and go on tour and have big success and something like that. It was just done on a very low basis, really. And this approach is still there in a way. It's just we try to have a good time. Well, there's things that I want and I can't understand. I'm going out of left side. See great money get bad. I gotta push it down deep. Deep see it grow. Push it up and now and see a whole cat flow. Going down this way. Down that back. Coming out the alley in the baseball bat. I'm going down.
Thank you. evening, Budapest. Welcome to Tuska. 10th anniversary at 8:38. Happy birthday. Get it inside your brain.
Like developed a certain way of making our music, I think, and it's our sixth album, I think now, fifth or sixth album. It's the sixth, I think.
Sixth.
And I think that's just a great gift that we have, that we have the opportunity to do it, because normally after a certain while things break apart, and you change. People are changing, and it's great that you have found a certain setup that where you're able to continue music on a certain level. Because, I mean, you can make music, everybody can have a laptop and can fool around with music and put it on Beatport or whatever. But to build up a certain identity over a long period of time, plus having a certain style that people can connect to, and you can draw people coming to your gigs, which have to be set up as well in a certain way, not just like playing records or something.
see baby, she seen Saturn. Baby, she seen Mars. Knows about coffee drinks and guns out in the bars. Baby wants to dance. Oh, baby, wanna dance. See, baby's eyes are wide. She wraps around the sunlight. Baby, looking outwards. She knows that what she wants. She wanna dance. Oh, baby, wanna dance. See, baby, now she's up there. Oh, baby, she's a down. Baby, she's a wandering on her own all through the town. She wanna dance now. Baby, wanna dance.
We managed to set up something new with new, getting in new people, getting a new video set up, getting in a new new vocalists, and we just try to transform the studio thing onto stage, combining it with our old catalog, which is still fresh in a way, because it consists of lots of stuff that we actually composed ourselves. Lots of vocal tracks, which are great for performing live, and that's luck that we did it over the years. At least 20 or more good vocal tracks, which is good to have. And besides all the other instrumental things we did.
Santa Tosca.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, the most inspiring is to have time to make music, you know, because it's this and that and everybody comes along. So the most inspiring for me personally and with Richard is when we have time to make music.
Time is definitely a big factor. If you look at it for the last years, I mean, I remember times when time had no value. It was just there. It was rather, oh, what can we do now? So we had too much time before, in a way. And now, with all the distractions you have, you just grow older, you have the family, you have responsibilities to carry, you just carry more stones around, and it takes away your time and distracts you more and more. So we appreciate the time now in a completely different sense than before. So when we find the time to have at least 3 days in studio, we say, okay, cool. It's a good thing, and it's an important thing. But at the same time, we love to see the whole thing not too seriously as well, because it would somehow build up a wall. The ideal thing is that we really forget everything around.
Thank you. Mr. Hoover.